everyone. It's me again, Ellie. Oh, you know it, Ellie. The one that told you the story called Where's Zadie? About the trip that my Zadie and I took to Eretz Yisrael with an unexpected stop off in Syria and a Rosh Hashanah visit to Bangkok, Thailand. Well, a lot of you have been wondering if my Zadie and I have had any other adventures since then. And the answer is, we sure have. And what an exciting adventure it was, with police cars zooming down the street and the motorboats on patrol. Oh, of course, you want me to start from the beginning. All right. Well, it all began when I came running breathlessly to Zadie's front door and knocked furiously.
Hey, come in, come in. The door is open. The door is open. You don't have to demolish my house down to get my attention. God said, Duncan, I can still hear with both of my ears most of the time.
Zadie, it's me, Ellie. I've got some great news for you. I just couldn't wait to tell you.
I should have known it was my favorite grandson. Who else sounds like a hurricane being chased by a tornado that's escaping from an earthquake? What's this all about, Ellie? Why all the noise?
Oh, Zadie, the whole Himmelstein family has been invited for a trip, too.
Oh, no. I hope not Bangkok, Thailand again, Ellie.
Oh, no, no, Zadie. We've been invited to take a trip, too.
You certainly don't mean to Syria, Ellie. At least I hope not. They weren't very hospitable to us the last time we were there. I still remember lying under the blanket in the airplane.
No, no, Zadie. And this time it's not Eretz Yisrael either.
So where? What? Which place are you talking about that we were invited to? It starts to bring back memories of the invitation I got to Cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah in Anshei Kartoffel on the Lower East Side.
Why, Zadie, that's it. How did you guess?
How did I guess? How did I guess what?
How did you guess it was about Cousin Lemuel and his bar mitzvah?
Look, Ellie, I think maybe you've been doing too much homework lately, and it's starting to affect your mind. Cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah happened over 60 years ago. On the Shabbos, this city almost tore down Anshei Kartoffel on Broom Street. He and his family have moved away from the east side years ago.
Well, where did they move to, Zadie?
They moved somewhere in Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you where. Strawberry. That's it. Strawberry, Pennsylvania. I knew my old memory box was still working.
Not quite, Zadie, but you're pretty close.
Well, then it's Raspberry. Ah, that's it for sure. Raspberry, Pennsylvania. Yeah, for certain. Raspberry, Pennsylvania. Dosidos. That's where Cousin Lemuel lives.
That was also pretty close, Zadie. But it's not quite there yet.
One second, Ellie. It's not Raspberry, Pennsylvania. Then it can be only one thing. I know what it is. It's Boysenberry. Boysenberry, Pennsylvania. That's where the Himmelsteins moved to. Boysenberry, Pennsylvania.
You're getting warmer, Zadie.
Hold on, Ellie. If they didn't move to Strawberry, Pennsylvania, and they didn't move to Raspberry, Pennsylvania, and they didn't even move to Boysenberry, Pennsylvania, so what kind of berry did they move to?
Zadie, your cousin Lemuel and his family moved to a city called Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, about 20 years ago, and they've been there ever since.
Of course, Ellie. Now I remember. Cousin Lemuel was a Rebbe in the day school there for many years. He also ran a little Hebrew Sfarim store and gift shop. He also taught bar mitzvah lessons to the kids in Wilkie-Barre before they turned 13, which is the best time to study for your bar mitzvah. Because afterwards is Shine Fafaun. As you know, he's an expert at that.
Well, Zadie, we just got a call from the Wilkes-Barre Hebrew Day School principal, Rabbi Tarnit Goldschick. It seems Cousin Lemuel's grandson, Yisrael Noach, brought the tape when Zadie was young to school last week, and his Rebbe played it for the class. The kids loved it so much that every class borrowed it to listen to. Now the whole school is running around singing the songs and imitating the voices on the tape.
Oh, I knew they should have never made such a tape, Ellie. Now instead of learning, they're hacking a Chinese like they're acting out the story of Anshi Kartoffel and Mayor Figarelli La Gardenhose and his assistant Finchley.
Oh, but Zadie, now the whole school is putting on a play of When Zadie Was Young with all the scenes of Anshi Kartoffel and the Lower East Side and all the characters in the story, including you, Zadie. Many kids in the school are going to dress up like different people that have become so famous through the tape. They even have someone talking like Mr. Osborne. You know, how are you? My name is Mr. Osborne.
Oi, Ellie, please don't remind me about him. He still can't figure out if he's working for the housing department or for the sanitation department.
Well, Zadie, guess what? Our whole family, the Himmelsteins, have been invited as guests of the school to come to Wilkes-Barre to see the play and stay for a special soda afterwards. And you, Zadie, have been invited as guest of honor. We're leaving in 2 days, Zadie. I can help you pack for the trip.
Guest of honor. I'm very gratified, Ellie, to be given such COVID. But I'm afraid I won't be going to Winterberry. It's just too much for me. I don't like to be in the limelight. Matter of fact, I don't even like to be in the lemon light. I'm not the show-off type.
But Zadie, they'll be so disappointed if you don't come. You're the one they all want to see.
Well, I really appreciate all the concern, Ellie. And I'm sorry to disappoint all those kids in Winkleberry. But Bobby and I are not big travelers anyway. And this trip sounds like it might take 2 or 3 days on the road. And my brand new 1953 Oldsmobile can hardly make it across Borough Park without reciting Tfilas HaDerech a couple of times along the way.
That's Wilkes-Barre, Zadie, and it's only about 3 hours away from here. And you don't have to worry about driving there. I'm sure the school will arrange to have you brought there and back. The play just won't be the same without you.
No, Ellie. I'm sure the play will be just fine. They won't even know that I'm not there. Oh, Ellie, could you please get the phone?
Sure, Zadie. Hello? Who? Who would you like to speak to? Mr. Himmelstein? He's right here. Zadie, it's for you.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Mr. Himmelstein, the famous grandfather and elder statesman?
Well, I'm a grandfather, but I'm not sure if I'm an elder statesman. I'm basically a New York statesman.
I'm calling for the Wilkes-Barre Par Hebrew Day School.
Look, lady, I don't know Wilkes-Barre's pa, and I don't know his mother either.
The school's official name is the Ha'er Einenu.
Look, lady, I never heard of a school.
The Torah Techa.
The Libeinu. I never heard.
The Mitzvotecha.
I would.
Well,
what's the Libabenu? What would
you say?
Ahava. I don't know.
Only Yira.
You with the Yira. I don't know what. How does it fit in with? Look, lady. I hope you're ready, Davin Shachris. Because by the time you finish saying the name of the school, you could miss the whole Zman Krishma.
Our esteemed principal, Rabbi Tana Goldschick, would like a word with you, Mr. Himmelstein.
Look, lady, I'm not a plumber. I don't know about your steam with your principal.
Hello, Zadie. Is it you? Oh, great. Wonderful. Zadie, please. Our whole school administration and our entire student body are all anticipating your arrival in our school for the production of the play When Zadie Was Young next Tuesday. Please assure us that you're coming here for it. It is most important. The children are begging for you.
Well, of course, I wouldn't want to hurt a student's body. Or for that matter, I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's body. but your school is too far for me to drive with my 53 Oldsmobile.
Oh, Mr. Himmelstein, please don't be a bit concerned. We've ordered a special limousine to whisk you and your family here to Wilkes-Barre. You'll arrive in grand style.
No, no. I don't think I can make it. I won't be able to...
Just listen, Mr. Himmelstein. The students and teachers from the school are all here in the auditorium. They're just pleading that you come for the grand play. Here, here, listen, listen.
Please, please, Lady Himmelstein. Please come to see our play of when Zadie was young. We all want you to be there. It won't be the same without you.
Did you hear that, Ellie? It sounds like they really want me to come to the play. Like the whole school is cheering and singing for me out there.
Of course, Sadie. I told you they want you.
Then how can I turn them down? How can I say no? I'll get my 53 Oldsmobile cranked up, and we'll all squeeze in and head out to the school in Wiffleberry, PA.
That's Wilkes-Barre.
Well, we'll go there also.
Hooray! Yeah. Hooray! Woo-hoo! Hooray! Hooray!
Thank you, Mr. Himmelstein. Thank you. You can't imagine how much it means to our entire student body and our staff of administrators for you to be here. Someone of your stature will enhance our curriculum enormously.
Well, I'm not sure if I can get a statue to dance on your curriculum, but I can bring my outfit that I wore when I was a boy in Anshe Kartoffel. I still have it in my closet somewhere. Maybe one of the boys can wear it for the play. My mama worked awfully hard to sew it up for my cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah. I've even got my old hat that I wore then. Would you like me to bring it along?
Of course, Mr. Himmelstein. We'd be thrilled. It would give a feeling of authenticity to the entire production.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it would also make it seem very real.
Thank you, Zadie Himmelstein. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Oh, you're welcome. I just don't understand one thing.
And what is that, Mr. Himmelstein?
How were you able to squeeze all those students into one tiny cell phone? I just can't figure it out.
Oh, Mr. Himmelstein, you have a marvelous sense of humor. Well, call Toad and Gesei Gesund.
Oh, Zadie, you are sometimes so funny.
Yeah, I guess so. Especially when I don't mean to be.
Well, I can't tell you the level of excitement that filled our homes for the next few days, as we packed all of our things and got ready to go to Wilkes-Barre as guests of honor for the grand play entitled When Zadie Was Young. I went to visit Zadie the day before we were about to leave. He seemed very concerned. Zadie, what's wrong? What are you looking for? Is it your Schaefer again?
No. We found that the last time when we went to Bangkok and Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm looking in this closet for my jacket that I wore at Cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah, and I can't seem to find it. It's been hanging in here for over 65 years, and suddenly it disappeared. Here, jacket, where are your jacket? Come to your old Zadie. Don't run away now after 65 years.
Is this what you're looking for, Heschel?
Hannah, it's you. Where did you find my old East Side jacket that I was searching for?
Well, to tell the truth, I hung it in my closet about a year ago for safekeeping. I wanted to make sure it didn't get lost.
Oy, Baruch Hashem, Gott sei Dank. Now I can bring it to Wilkes-Barre for the grand play.
And don't forget this also, Heschel. I put it in the pocket of your jacket.
Oi, it's my old green hat from when I was a boy. Oi, Hannah, what would I do without you? Always finding my valuables that you misplace all the time.
Thank you, Heschel. That's what puppies are for, isn't it? Actually, I'm missing something of value also.
What could it be, Bubby? We'll help you find it.
Well, it's my diamond wedding ring. I put it in the pocket of my coat that always hangs in this closet. And for over 2 weeks, I can't find it. What could have happened to it? I turned my coat inside out, but it's not here. Who could have taken it?
Don't worry, Bubby. I'm sure we'll find it. Sometimes the things we're missing turn up in the most unexpected places and at the most unexpected times.
Yeah, like, for example, hanging my jacket in the wrong closet.
Oh, Zadie, you are still so humorous.
Well, that's what my mama used to call me. Humorous Heshy.
Is that really what she called you?
Well, either that or Heshy the Genius. It depends what I did that day.